gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we were originally scheduled to do an entire hour with Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. But then yesterday, due to a little bit of mix-up, we scheduled an auction guest for this segment from the Vicari Auction Company. And guess what? He's missing in action. So we're going to reach out to Paul Eisenstein and see if he can indeed join us for the entire hour here on the broadcast. We've got lots to talk about in the automotive world. There have been lots of great stories making headlines. And with the L.A. Auto Show, the press days just around the bend, there's lots of things to talk about. Meanwhile, why don't we throw out a trivia question and see if we can reward whoever comes up with the answer to this particular question a really cool item from Warren Tracy and the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. And as a matter of fact, even if you don't win this trivia question, if you log on to my website, autoworldradio.com, there's a secret code there which will give you 15% off your entire order. So if you're already starting your holiday, your Christmas, your year-end shopping, this will be a golden opportunity. The telephone number to call us, Matt is standing by, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question right now. Who made the Scirocco? Who made the Scirocco? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, as I was explaining to our listeners, originally Paul was scheduled to join us for an hour, and then somebody threw me a curve, and I told Paul earlier today, we'll only do a half an hour, and now the curve thrower is missing in action, so I go back to the original plan, which is my favorite plan, to spend an hour with one of the best guys in the automotive world, one of the most knowledgeable, one of the most respected, the publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Fine. I guess I count as Plan E.
That's the other guy that screwed me up, and then he screwed me again, so there you go. Well, let's talk about some of the there's been a lot happening in the last couple of weeks here. Right? It's really amazing, but why don't we begin with some lighter stuff. It seems to be a growing trend. We're seeing a lot of the automakers doing little sneak peeks of vehicles to select journalists even before the introduction to the rest of the journalists and eventually the rest of the world at an auto show like L.A. Ford, in case in point here, in the first hour we were talking to a representative from Ford about this Transit Connect wagon. And this is a story that they leaked this week. This was supposed to be one of the debuts in Los Angeles. Why are the car companies doing this? It seems to be becoming more and more common, Paul.
Yeah, no question about it. For those of you who have not figured out what we're talking about, Ford has, as you know, been going to this this global approach. They call it One Ford, where they are increasingly using the same platforms and often the exact same bodies in markets around the world, rather than designing separate cars for individual markets. In this case, what's happening is they have come up with a small van called the Transit Connect. Many of you probably have seen it. I think a lot of folks sort of ignored it because it was primarily aimed, as you know, Bob, towards the more towards the business market in its first iteration, which we've had for, what, now 2 years, I believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we actually got a sneak peek of what was coming before the auto shows in Europe when they did a little sneak peek in Amsterdam in, I believe, August, about a month before we saw, I got a chance to see it in the sheet metal over in Paris. Now, what's happened is for the 2013 model, they are going to be offering two versions. There will be this commercial version of the Transit Connect, and there will be a new wagon version. What we saw was a European model that they call the Tourneo, T-O-U-R-N-E-O, for those who might want to go online and take a quick look, the Tourneo. Now, we had a suspicion that they were probably going to bring it to the U.S., and people have been starting to write about it. We certainly have on thedetroitbureau.com. So I think they just decided, let's release some images of this a little bit earlier than normal, maybe to try to get away and stand out. And, Bob, to get back to your original question, do you know how many vehicles are going to debut in L.A. this year?
I've heard 40. Is that an accurate amount, Paul, or am I way off?
The number as of a couple days ago was up to 50. For those who would like to check it out, we do have a preview on thedetroitbureau.com of about half of them. We have a story talking about what we know so far. Now, these are some significant products. You're going to be having everything from the Spark, the Chevy Spark EV, and the Honda Accord plug-in hybrid, the PHEV they're calling it, to some high-end vehicles and a lot of vehicles in between. So why do makers sometimes short-circuit their own auto show previews? Well, they get nervous. They think, we're going to be up against 40 or 50 other cars coming out in a short order. So how much ink are we going to get if we only, compete that day with all the other previews? And I think Ford looked at this and said, let's get a heads up. We'll still get a couple paragraphs from a lot of folks during the auto show, but if we release it right now, we're going to get even more ink.
That's a really good point, Paul. Let's talk about that Chevrolet that you brought up. Again, this was a vehicle that was shown to a select number of journalists. It's an electric version of their Spark. It's GM's first battery power car since the old EV1. And the one thing that stands this one out is the fact that it puts out some really significant torque, 400 pound-feet of torque.
400 pound-feet of torque from a vehicle the size of a Chevy Spark. And remember, it's torque that you like off the stoplight. Americans always think horsepower, but it's really torque that gives you that launch feel. Now, I had the good fortune of spending a few days in California, up in Marin County this last week, and I actually drove the vehicle. It was still a prototype, so I noticed there were slight differences between all the various models. We'll hopefully get a ride in it before it actually goes into production. But guess what, Bob? This is fast. We're talking under 8 seconds, if I recall the numbers they were quoting. And that's pretty significant. That's about a third quicker off the line than the standard Spark, if not even better. It is a very fun little car to drive. You know, no shifting required. It's the typical one-speed electric motor. They are looking at some really nice numbers and range, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 90 miles. They're claiming that they're probably going to have better range than any of the non-Tesla models, if you will. You know, Tesla, as well as the Tesla-powered Toyota RAV4 EV, go over 100, but everybody else is usually in the range of 60 to about 80-some miles. And the tentative explanation we're getting puts the Spark EV even higher. We have some information on it right now on the site. We're going to have a longer article on what it's going to be like and more on GM's electrification program come Monday, tomorrow.
And I understand in checking out the DetroitBureau.com that the GM is really going to amp up the electrification program, 500,000 electrified vehicles on the road by 2017. Wow.
Yeah, this is a significant number. Mary Barr, well, we'll talk about when we come back to the break.
When we come back, and if anybody would like to chime in with a question, do so or send me an email, bob@boblongradio.com.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone. Even if you have pre-existing conditions, protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Our toll-free line from around North America is 855-660-4261. Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, is with us. We got a trivia question out there. Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage has offered a free prize to whoever comes up with the answer to this question. Who made the Scirocco? Listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Let's welcome Scott to Auto World. Scott, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Just fine and dandy after we get to talk to you guys.
Oh, good. So who made that Scirocco? That is the question on the table.
Well, I pronounce it Volkswagen, but it's Volkswagen with a K. But I always call them Volkswagens. That's your own personal.
That's fine. Well, we're going to send you out a token of our appreciation from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Meanwhile, is there any particular, if the lottery God shined on you, if you came into some money via the lottery, what new vehicle would you purchase? What kind of vehicle would you purchase? Truck, sports car, family car, what would you like? What are some of your favorite new vehicles, Scott? That's basically what I'm asking you.
Geez, I never get to think about a new vehicle. Let's see. Oh, shucks. We'd have to go with a Ford something to be an American in red, blood, and all that stuff, red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Let's make it a big truck.
Okay, a big Ford F-150 all decked out. That makes sense.
Okay.
Excellent, Scott. Hang on for Matt, and we'll get all of your pertinent information. Paul, that's an interesting response because, you know, there are so many people still struggling with this economy, and I was speaking to Mark Williams, ex of Motor Trend, and now with a website called PickupTrucks.com, and he was telling me today that the average pickup truck owner has a vehicle right now that's 11 years old. So there are a lot of folks out there with older vehicles, and like the gentleman Scott there, they can't even think about buying a new one.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's not just people with pickup trucks. Though here's the weird thing, Bob. We talk about the fact that people are making their cars last longer. Well, the reality is, you've been in a lot of the new cars now. They're just made better. So when I had a car back in the old days, you know, when I was first driving, I didn't have parents who could chip in and buy me something fancy. So I had to go out there and buy vehicles were 8, 9 years old.
Right.
Gosh, you know, back then in the 70s and so, an 8-year-old car was in pretty dire shape and was guaranteed to be breaking down all the time. Well, now, it's a lot different. Sure, I mean, you can get some clunkers, but the reality is the old car today is a heck of a lot better than the old car, if maintained, the old car of 20, 30 years ago.
That's playing a big role as well, Paul. Let's talk a little bit more about GM's plans to have 500,000 electrified vehicles on the road by 2017. It's going to be a mix, I understand, of both plug-ins but also hybrids. Tell us a little bit about this initiative.
Yeah, Mary Barra, who is the head of global product development, came up with a statement. Basically, she gave a little backgrounder on what their strategy was before the conference I attended last week. And Mary's numbers are pretty impressive. She's talking about having a cumulative total of about 500,000 battery-based vehicles on the road by 2017. Now, I've got to caution that those numbers are a lot smaller than what, say, Nissan is looking at least when it comes to so-called advanced battery vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about everything from regular hybrids, Buick LaCrosse E-Assist, or the eco version of the Chevy Malibu, which also uses this E-Assist system, would be included in that. But they are talking about, at least what Barra promised us, was that a large percentage of the vehicles that they hope to have on the road with battery bay, you know, with the battery system, will be either plug-in hybrids like the Volt or pure battery electric vehicles like the Chevy Spark.
Interesting. Another really cool story that I noticed on the site today, the DetroitBureau.com, and I love the title, From Pond Scum to Gas Tank. Tell us the inside scoop on this one.
Well, if you live out in the Sacramento or San Francisco area these days, you may notice that there are a small number of gas stations that are offering B20. That's 20% organic-based or renewable-based diesel fuel. And what they're using to create that biodiesel is basically pond scum, algae. Now, they're not just going out to the nearest pond and scooping it up and stuffing it into your gas tank. These are pretty sophisticated systems. It's the diesel alternative to ethanol, if you will, though it appears to be a lot less controversial than ethanol. And we have some new interesting techniques in which they can take algae. They either raise it by growing it on carefully controlled ponds. In fact, some techniques would use wastewater. So you'd be purifying wastewater. At the same time, you would also be creating new fuel. Others are using a more sophisticated technique where they essentially grow it in pipes so that they can stand it up and grow a lot more per acre. So you're having a few companies try this. This is an experiment that they're going to be offering, and it's roughly the same price as you would pay for diesel anyway out in the California area.
Interesting. Another very interesting story, which doesn't surprise me. Chrysler's turn to save Fiat. Again, we've talked about it before. Interesting marriage of two companies that have had not exactly stellar financial histories. But Chrysler's doing well, and they're the ones that are going to have to help out their Italian partners.
Isn't it funny how the thing turns around? People forget, Bob, that early on in the Daimler-Chrysler marriage, Mercedes had a whole bunch of problems. And as a result, they wound up having to bail out. Chrysler wound up having to bail out Mercedes. Mm-hmm. You can argue exactly what went wrong. Why did Chrysler ultimately go broke? Why did they have to declare bankruptcy? A lot of people think that that was the result of mismanagement by the Germans. We can get into that discussion another day. But the significant thing here is this time we are seeing that it is the Chrysler folks who are going to be essentially helping Fiat while Fiat has to go through a major turnaround in Europe.
Interesting. It is such an interesting time in the automotive marketplace between, like you say, the ever-increasing number of debuts and choices, but also the technology shifting that's going on out there. But one story that really caught my eye is about seatbelt usage. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to Paul about this. Seatbelt usage reaches an all-time high. That's straight ahead with Paul right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east. but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. Thanks for being here each and every week at this very same time. And don't forget that you can also listen to the show on demand anytime at GCNlive.com. Also listen to archive shows, podcasts, the whole shebang. It's all available for you at GCNlive.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us. He's the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, esteemed automotive journalist, and a contributor to many other publications worldwide. And a cool story Paul wrote about the other day that caught my eye, and it's about seatbelt usage reaching an all-time high. Tell us a little bit about the nuances of this announcement, Paul.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? The numbers continue to go up year after year after year. It's great news when you look at what the data suggest, and the fact is that all the data supports that every time you see another percentage rise in seatbelt usage, you are looking at about 200-plus lives saved every year around the country. Basically, over the last few years, and what, 5 or 6 years, we have seen the number of people saved by seatbelt usage equal to about how many die every year here in the United States. That's a significant number. And it's one of the reasons, Bob, why we have seen the overall death rate from automotive accidents dropped from somewhere in the neighborhood of 54,000, yeah. I believe, was the peak not all that many years ago, to in the mid-30,000 range now. Of course, there are other factors. The crackdown on drunk driving has helped. New safety technology beyond seatbelts, like airbags, better vehicle design, stability control, and what have you. But there is no question there's a direct correlation. Whenever you see a state where they have lower usage, and some states are surprisingly low, Massachusetts, of all things, you know where you're from, where you live right now, it has one of the lowest rates. And all you have to do is look at the numbers, and you find that, I hate to say it, Bob, but people are dying.
Yeah.
Because they're not using seatbelts. It's a sad story.
Yeah, it definitely is a problem here in Massachusetts. I know New Hampshire has also been an area that has had low seatbelt usage, and states in the South, but I understand that some of the southern states are definitely buckling up more.
Yeah, we're seeing a number of states that traditionally have not been very big on seatbelt usage increase their usage significantly. So there's a lot of good signs right now that people are paying attention and using their belts more and more. And the payoff, you may just live.
Yep, that's it. Let's talk about another vehicle which is going to be coming to the L.A. show, and that's a tease of that right now. If you go log on to thedetroitbureau.com, you can see a little bit of a tease of the 2014 RAV4. I understand that this CUV now, used to be SUV, is going to be based on a car platform.
Yeah, well, that's no surprise. I mean, we're seeing everybody migrate away from classic truck-based vehicles. We just saw it with the Pathfinder. We've seen it with the Ford Explorer and with the Ford Escape. There really isn't much reason not to. There are people that want to have a true off-road capable vehicle. And so you have a few left. The Nissan Xterra is one good example. But the reality is, if you ask people whether they know the difference between a CUV and an SUV, they probably wouldn't. And when you press them on what the roughest roads they drive on are, they're probably going to tell you a little bit of snow in the wintertime, maybe a little bit of gravel going up to a cottage or something like that, or out to a hunting blind. But even then, they're probably not going to press the limits. I've driven a lot of the new CUVs, including the Pathfinder. And I'll tell you, Bob, unless you're somebody that wants to drive on the Rubicon Trail, you're really pushing the limits. You're probably not going to be someone who needs the extra capabilities, which also mean a lot more weight, loss of fuel economy, and rougher drive. The great thing is these new CUVs get better mileage. They get a much nicer ride. They're safer in general on the road. So there's a lot of advantages. So no wonder we're seeing this new design. Now, the good thing also is that if you look at the new model that Toyota's coming out with, it's a lot nicer looking. The reality is, Toyota hasn't exactly done a great job at setting the world on fire with design in recent years. But these new models, they're really, really taking serious the proclamation by their corporate head, Akio Toyota, grandson of the company founder, that they have to start putting passion into their products.
And we all look forward to that. There's no question about it. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 if you're in the market right now for a new vehicle. Both Paul and I are very fortunate that we get press vehicles every week to evaluate, and Paul does extensive traveling, going to launches of vehicles. I used to do that. I've kind of dialed back a little bit now since I have a two-year-old, but eventually I'll get back out there on the road again. And I know there have been some very important vehicle introductions of late. Don't know if you attended it, but I know you've already driven the car, and I don't know if there's an embargo on it, but I understand the Viper was unveiled to the press this past week, but you had a sneak drive in the Viper in Detroit not that long ago.
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, thank you for reminding me. I have to check to find out when the Viper embargo is. I will tell you, I did drive the new one. I will also tell you that they're still working on a lot of the details. So some of the numbers we're seeing, some of the performance that we felt, we'll see a little bit more change by the time it gets into production. They're doing some very interesting things. Right? They are taking this vehicle down to the most finite level, down to what they might call granular level, trying to make sure that they get absolute maximum performance out of it. I'll give you a clue. Look at the production version when it comes out, and if you happen to have a picture of the concept vehicle we saw in New York only a few months ago, compare them. Put them side by side. One of the subtle things you'll notice is that the front end is slightly wider. If you're looking at a dead-on from, you know, a car length or two back, or in front, I should say, you will notice that you can't see the tires if they're pointing straight on the close to production model where you could before. One of the things they came up with, Bob, was a wind tunnel test that said if they make that an inch or so wider, which most people won't notice, the aerodynamics improved tremendously. They've also added a very interesting feature, an air curtain, so that they're actually blowing air out of a vent in the wheel well in front of the front tires. Essentially, that creates aerodynamically the same sort of thing that you would have if you had put a side skirt on the tire well. So it's as if they had covered up the wheel wells to improve aerodynamics.
Amazing stuff. And speaking of amazing, that's great nuance technology going into effect. And I have so much respect for Ralph Gilles and the great work that his team is doing at SRT with the Viper. And I wish them the best of luck. And I think they've made the right move with this GTS model, bringing it more upscale and including a lot of the luxury accoutrements and not taking away the performance. So you can have it in either more traditional Viper style, or you can have the more luxury laden vehicles and not give up anything in the performance realm. Let's talk a little bit about Car of the Years. Numerous magazines and publications and websites and even individual syndicated columnists tend to give out these of the year awards. My alumnus there, Motor Trend, named a surprising vehicle as a Car of the Year, and so did Yahoo Autos. When we come back, we'll get your take on that, and we'll talk about the North American Car and Truck of the Year awards, which you are, of course, a part of that jury, and lots more is straight ahead with Paul Eisenstein. Don't go away.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And, Paul, it's that time of the year. We're seeing some of these Car of the Year, Sport Utility of the Year announcements. And for 10 years, I was with Motor Trend, and they came out this past week, and Yahoo Autos also, and naming the Tesla Model S as their car of the year, which is a little bit of a surprise as far as I'm concerned. You guys are putting together your finalists, no doubt. You probably have it whittled down as a juror on the North American Car and Truck of the Year of the awards. Is the Tesla Model S even in the running for that honor? Paul, are you with us? We may have lost Paul. How do you like that? Well, doesn't stop us from continuing here on the broadcast at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If we get back with Paul, we'll ask him to explain a little bit more about the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards, which are held, which are ongoing right now and will be awarded at the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit this coming January. And it'll be interesting to see which car and which truck or SUV or CUV takes the honors for 2012. Let's see if we're back with Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau. Paul, are you with us?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Tell our listeners a little bit about the North American Car and Truck of the Year. You serve on the jury, and I'm sure you guys have been very, very busy in recent times.
Oh, we have. As a matter of fact, I just received my ballot, which lists 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 possible cars of the year. And let's see, how many? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 possible truck or crossovers of the year. Bob, to get back to the question, I'm sorry you couldn't hear me. I don't know why my phone dropped out, but no, we do not have the Tesla on our car of the year list, and I probably won't have Tesla eligible to be my green car of the year with the cigar aficionado magazine best of that I happen to oversee, and the reason is that they just haven't done a very good job of getting journalists into the vehicle.
Yeah.
I've had some ongoing discussions, let's put it politely, with the PR folks over there. It hasn't been always as polite. I really don't understand it. Unfortunately, to be very blunt, I am not impressed at all with the way that that company has been handling media, and I think it could eventually backfire. But that said, there are a lot of people that are very, very excited about the Model S. It does overcome a lot of problems that battery cars have. It's a fast-charging system. It can get up to almost 300-mile range if you want to spend tens of thousands of dollars more for the added battery capacity.
Yeah,
so I
exactly.
think there are some very good things about it. But that said, it's an expensive vehicle, and worse, it's very difficult for us in the media to even get into it. So I just simply cannot recommend it because I haven't driven it.
No, me either. And I cannot honestly believe that Motor Trend named it the car of the year, and also Yahoo Autos. It doesn't make sense. It's a very limited production vehicle. And the one that Yahoo Autos were touting on their website was $105,000. So it's not exactly going to be a vehicle that many folks are going to see on the highways and byways of America.
No, absolutely not. Now, as to the North American Car of the Year jury, which, for people who aren't familiar with this, there are 50 of us from the U.S. and Canada, from a variety of publications, small and large, many independents like myself. As you, Bob, you know, I write for everybody from Automotor and Sport in Germany, Autocar in Britain, as well as NBC, NPR, my own magazine, the DetroitBureau.com, and quite a few others. And so the idea is to get as unbiased a take as possible on the cars that are coming up on the jury selection list. And I'll just give you an idea. The ones that have made it to the first cut, there were a lot originally, but among those that I think are going to do very well in the polling will be the BMW 3 Series, the Cadillac ATS, the Chevy Malibu, the Dodge Dart, the Ford Fusion, the Honda Accord, possibly the Lincoln MKZ, the Nissan Altima, and then the twins, the Scion FRS and Subaru BRZ, and then wrapping up our medium list, if you will, our first cut, is the Toyota Avalon. On the truck side, we have the Acura RDX, the Audi Allroad, the BMW X1, two from Ford, the C-Max and the Escape, the Hyundai Santa Fe, the Infiniti JX35, the Mazda CX-5, the Nissan Pathfinder, and finally, the Ram 1500.
Wow. So that's a pretty heavy-duty list. There's some great nominees in there, and it will be interesting to see how it shakes down, and the announcements will be made at the big Detroit North American International Auto Show this coming January. Paul,
yep.
Remind our listeners about all the wonderful stuff that you offer for free at the Detroit at Bureau.com. DetroitBureau.com is such a wonderful resource, but if you really want the latest and greatest, you've got some great offerings for folks. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, the DetroitBureau.com is a news magazine. It's published constantly, so you're continuously getting updates about what's happening in the world. The site itself is free. You can stay in touch with what's going on automatically by simply choosing any of our alert systems. We have newsletters that go out. You can get it every time we have a new story, once a day, once a week, or even once a month. You can get RSS, really simple syndication, they call it, which will send you a copy of each story. Or you can get our tweets. We will send you an alert every time we put out something new. And the best thing, Bob, like the site itself, all of our alerts are free.
You got to love that. Absolutely, Paul. So what vehicle that you've driven recently has really impressed you that you can tell us about?
I've had quite a few lately. Interestingly enough, this weekend I have a whole bunch of the vehicles on the Car of the Year list that I'm switching in and out of, and those include the new Hyundai Santa Fe, the seven-seater. I have the Chevy Malibu. Actually, I just turned that one back. One of the ones that blows me away is the Cadillac ATS. It's the first time I have ever seen Caddy come up with something that is a serious, serious challenger to BMW. And then the other vehicle I have out front is the Ford Fusion.
Oh,
I take it back. I also have I have the Subaru BRZ. I've driven the FRS. Now I'm driving the BRZ. So this is a crazy week. I guess a lot of folks would be envious, but my problem is I've got to spend a lot of time driving each one of those cars to judge them fairly.
Absolutely. What's been the reaction if you've had the opportunity to have the Fusion out in the public? Is it a head turner? Are people looking at that vehicle and wondering what it is? Because it certainly doesn't look like a Ford Fusion.
Oh my gosh! You know, Ford has for a number of years really taken the conservative approach to design, which is too bad when you consider what they had done, you know, 25 years ago with vehicles like the original Taurus. It was really disappointing. Now you've got this vehicle out there. When you look at the Fusion, when I come out of the house and I look at that vehicle sitting outside, It looks significantly more expensive than the vehicle that it's replacing. The old Fusion was, it was a mid-size mainstream sedan. This vehicle has a nice long profile. It's got that almost coupe-like rear. Matter of fact, in a way, it almost reminds me a bit of an Audi A7. Not quite to that extreme, but it does remind me of that. And it's got that Aston Martin nose. There's no question they have lifted that particular trapezoid nose right out of Aston Martin, which I find funny, by the way, because if you look at the new Toyota Avalon, another very handsome vehicle that's finally taking Toyota in a new direction, it's got a similar trapezoid nose, much lower down. It doesn't quite center around that grill as much as the Ford does. Ford really hit a home run when it comes to design on the Fusion.
They certainly did, and it will be interesting to say how it is received in the marketplace, as my daughter Lucy has invaded the studio. So, Paul, I'll be out in Los Angeles doing some recording out there, and I'm sure you're going to be there as well. Looks like it's going to be an exciting time, and hopefully we'll get a chance to, if not do an interview, at least catch up for a few moments.
I'm looking forward to it. Bob, to you and to all the listeners, the best wishes for the Thanksgiving holiday. Stay safe and do buckle up.
Thank you, Paul, and the same to you and your family. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.